from Black Club Chicago, Seamus Toomey, with some extremely local news for us this morning. How are you doing today? Hi, Seamus.
Good morning, Bob. I'm doing great.
And Loyola's got something new going on. Tell us about this.
Yeah, this is interesting. The Loyola University in Chicago has just launched what they're calling the School of Environmental Sustainability, which has become the 11th school within the university. It's the first such program at a Jesuit college. And, you know, it's fascinating. They're, you know, they're acknowledging, you know, more and more people are studying climate change and looking for solutions and you know, trying to better the earth by lessening our carbon footprint. So they're really dedicating now an entire course of studies to it, as well as research. They're doing fundraising for scholarships. They've done some of these classes on campus already. In fact, some folks in the Rogers Park neighborhood would be familiar with the student-run farmers market. That's an offshoot of the program, as well as a greenhouse. So they just announced it. They kicked it off, the grand opening, this earlier this week. They're hoping to expand the program by about three times as many kids and students over the next couple of years. So it's it'll be interesting to see, but just kind of just reflecting the times about how they want to put all the climate change study into its own very own program.
Yeah, I was reading a little bit about this. Students enrolled in the institute also helped develop hand sanitizer for use on campus during the pandemic. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's it was, you know, an important program. There were so many of those initiatives around the city. I remember when all the liquor distributors all started brewing hand sanitizer and vodka in March. And yeah, the Loyola students were definitely involved in similar projects.
And over in Westtown, there's a story about a pop-up. This is kind of interesting. Tell us what's going on here.
Right. Yeah, I was fascinated by this story because the Westtown Chamber of Commerce bought a storefront and has renovated it. And really now what they are doing is they're leasing it out to small businesses and folks that want to get up and running just for a month, you know, 2 months at a time. It's at 1821 West Chicago Avenue. And right now it has its very first tenant in it. It's a store called Nitschka. Designer Tanya Mackey is selling her custom-made clothing and other crafts within the store. But yeah, I just, you know, I love the idea of the chamber really taking the initiative to create a spot that people can just move into, put up their racks and their displays, and really give it a go for a month or two, test the market, get, you know, move off of the internet briefly, and really serve people. So yes, Tanya Mackey said that it's been she opened on Black Friday. She's there through the month, and it's just been, you know, it's been great even in these times when only a couple people can come into the store at once. It's great to be able to meet the neighbors and not have this huge overhead because the chamber is dealing with a lot of the expenses behind it.
Got to really be creative in business these days, don't you?
I know. I mean, and she had said it's, you know, it's crazy to think about starting something like this now, but you know, you just push forward, and you know, hopefully on the other side there'll be a lot better business opportunities.
Nice holiday story out of Woodlawn about kids getting art supplies and families getting groceries. This is a good effort, isn't it?
Absolutely. We wanted to shine a little spotlight on a program. It's called the Santa Box. It's going to provide 400 families around the South Side with toys, books, art supplies, a $75 grocery gift certificate. It's an offshoot of a program we've talked about on the air before with the Market Box, which launched during the pandemic, looking for families that needed their routine help. They would get deliveries of groceries. That Market Box had stopped in October, and the author, Eve Ewing, who's a U of C professor, she helped really kick off this this holiday version of it, the Santa Box. So they're hoping to raise about $40,000 to buy all this stuff. They're about halfway there, and anyone, the families have already been picked for this. Anyone that had been associated with the Market Box project was on the list. So all the deliveries go out this weekend. They need volunteers, so it's going to be nice. Kids all around, these 400 families are going to get a nice box of toys and some crafts and some other things.
More on that, and if you want to help, you can go to blockclubchicago.org. And we should mention that you can subscribe to Block Club and get your own extremely local news. And let's see, you're giving out free tote bags. You're just like Channel 11 these days, aren't you, Seamus?
That's right. You know, you can never have enough tote bags or T-shirts. So, yes, if you sign up now, you'll send out a I will personally send out a free tote bag to you. So go to our site and check it out. We appreciate everyone out there who's supported us and read our stories and to WGN as well.
Yeah, hopefully you'll get your goal of 15,000 subscribers by early next year. So you just go to blockclubchicago.org. to do that?
Yeah, just go to blockclubchicago.org. There's a subscribe button in the corner. If you come in through another way, use the discount code WGN, and that'll get you to this special deal as well.
Hey, it's a nice gift for somebody too, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Now's the time. It'll get there by Christmas.
Seamus, thank you very much. Glad tidings and happy Yuletide. And we'll talk to you folks tomorrow.
Thanks so much, Bob.